Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. We're at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Ben. What did you, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? Big smile on my face. I'm chilling, man. Life is good.
Life is good. Swear it's good. I promise. Man, so, it was an awesome week. You know, went through the emotional roller coaster that you go through and shit. I start my screenwriting class, right?
Yeah.
Just to know the ins and outs. And, you know.
Right. Sharpen skills, you know?
You know, with a deal I got on the table, I got to do this. So I start that tomorrow. It'll go for about 6 to 8 weeks, just depending on me. It'll go 6 to 8 weeks, you know, so I'm excited as hell to start that. I am in South Georgia right now. My break starts tonight. I am dropping the kids off. I'm meeting my dad in South Georgia. So he comes up from Florida and meets
me. Drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Drop off. No doubt, no doubt.
So I wait on him to pull up. You know, he was like, come on down and cross the Florida line. Nope. You know, I remember one time I was real sleepy, right? And I had to work that day and everything. And so my dad had made it up before I did. But he was being asked, so he didn't want to cross the line. He didn't want to cross the Florida-Georgia line. So he made me cross the line and drive like 20 minutes into Florida to meet him. So tonight, I'm not tight, but my back hurts. So I'm being an asshole. So I stopped right here where we normally meet at. And he was like, drive some more. No. I'm sitting right here.
That's what's up. Shout out to my Uncle Peanut. You know, you're around his area. He like in that South Georgia, close to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Right on the kind of border. So,
My family, they got this super huge farm, right? And it's it's in North Florida, but it's about 45 minutes from where I'm at. So whenever they come to get the kids, they take them to the farm, and then they leave the farm the next day. So they let the kids see the animals and so on and so forth.
When they get to
a certain age, I think my 6-year-old, they prepping him. Then they teach them how to hunt. So they learn at about 7 or 8 on, you know, how to hunt deer and so on and so forth. So they get them on the farm and get them used to the farm and so on and so forth when they get the age to handle the rifle and teach them how to hunt. So that's where they're going at tonight. They're not even going directly back.
I like that. Manish. that's real manish right there.
My father is very manly when it comes to his boys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is the youngest one. This is his first time going with his papa.
Yeah.
For an extended time. So, we gonna see how this goes.
You about to get familiar? you about to get familiar? Okay, that's what's up. That's cool. Yeah, man.
How was your week?
My week was great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm calling this week organically. You know what I'm saying? So it's just organically. I'm just going with the rhythm of the universe, I guess, right now. I'm really tuned in. You know, I'm preparing for the winter solstice tonight. So, like, this is the first time I've really been just tapped into that energy. So I feel really just in tune. And then I had a nice date night with my wife last night, you know, because she flew out this morning. So, you know, last night I was able to get some takeout. We got this new crab spot, like, around our way. It's called Crab du Jour. But it's nice, you know what I'm saying? So I took it. You know, it's one of those crab spots where you got the big plastic bag of the crab legs and the butter and, you know what I'm saying, and the shrimp and the lobster tail and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we did a big, you know, we had a nice bottle of champagne. So it was a nice send-off for her. And now I'm just cooling, man. Like, I feel so relaxed and chilled. It's the exact energy I wanted going into 2021. So this is about to just take me all the way, you know, to the next year. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling. Life is good. So that was my week.
I know you've been amped up and ready.
Exactly.
For this free time, just like I was. We were amped up in the same for this free time that you got.
And it's funny how it's happening on like the same day. You know, you dropping off your kids. My wife just just flew out. So yes, and then like the winter solstice is tonight. So yeah, man, that's just it's interesting how all that just lines up. You know, certain things, but yeah, man. So,
we supposed to be starting winter tonight.
Well, you know, this is the solstice is like when it's the what's the word I'm looking for? It's basically the longest day of the year. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be night the longest time out of the whole year. So it's just a, it's just an energy, you know what I'm saying? And then I take this all the way to the, because, you know, I'm learning all this stuff too, which is so interesting. You know, all these holidays and stuff like that, like they're all just pagan rituals and pagan, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just disguise, you know, like, I forgot the word what Halloween is, but that's like, you know, peepow on Halloween, that's when the clocks change, you know what I'm saying? And that's when winter really kind of takes place, and that's when you get the darker nights. And then, like, the winter solstice, which is tonight, that's, like I said, when it gets at its highest point as far as, you know, the longest night, you know, so to speak. And then Easter is the equinox, you know, that's when everything switches back around. And that, you know what I'm saying? So I told you, I've always been tuned with this, even as a young kid, you know what I'm saying? I was always in tune with the seasons, like, you know, growing up in Ohio, Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, then moving to New York, like, I've always had four seasons in my life, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a different person each season, you know what I'm saying? And I've always been in tune with the just different energies that the season brings. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then I got, you know, earlier today I went to the salon, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm on that like that, but, you know, I just got my, I always get my, like, vacation braids when I'm on, like, some vacation shit. So did that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you go to the salon, they do, like, they wash it. You know, well, females, y'all understand this. So they, you know, wash their hair before they do it. Oh, man, I was just relaxing. So, like I said, I'm good. I'm real good. I'm cooling. I'm cooling out. So, yeah, man, so ready for just, so, you know, another real talk tonight.
Man, I'm happy that you happy because you sound energized, and I'm going to feel that way. I'm going to feel that way as soon as he pull up to where I'm
at. Got you.
I'm going to feel that way as soon as he pull up to where I am. Now, it's supposed to be 2 weeks, but it may be 1 week just because it's the little one's first time going, and I'm not sure. So, yeah. I'm preparing myself for 1 week, but if it's two, I'll take it.
That's what's up.
But, yeah, like, interesting topic. So, you know, I'll be on Facebook, and I'll be giving them hell and have them going crazy and stuff like that. And I'll pick a topic, and then I'll go in on everybody that comment on the topic just to troll, just because that's what I do. So this was a topic. It was a slick conversation in reference to this. So we're going to dive and indulge into this topic. And tonight the topic is, which one lasts the most? The woman that puts up with everything, and, you know, in hopes that he picks her in the end, or the woman that, you know, has standards and she doesn't settle. Which one of these women, which one gets further? And I feel like this is an interesting topic because nowadays men look for the person that's going to put up with his stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, men have all types of baggage, and instead of them working on who they are, they just, you know, they want you to deal with their demons and, you know, still be there, and no matter what it is, forgive them. And, you know, at the end of the day, after you done been broke, crumbled, and, you know, put into pieces, then they want to try to bring, you know, the milk and the eggs to put you back together. You know what I'm saying? Now, me, myself, I am the one that will not settle, that will not, you know, listen, you're not together, you need to get your life together, then come back. Because I am an entrepreneur, you know, I don't have time to be emotionally discombobulated in a relationship because someone is not together and they choose to enter my life with them not being together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know your life is trash. You shouldn't have even – it's not even about an option. It's not about anything. You should be a bigger person and just be like, look, no, let me just – you know, exit stage left. But most men, they don't, because they give you that option and then they do everything that you want to keep them around. And then, you know, when it goes left, oh, you knew I was damaged good, or you knew this, or you knew that. So I just want to know, like, who gets further? The woman that's going to put up with all of his stuff or the one that doesn't settle? And as a man, as a real man, would you even want somebody that's going to just put up with all your stuff to stick around?
Okay. Well, let me see. How can I dive into this, I guess? So who gets – so, all right, because when I saw the topic, you know, for tonight, I was reading it, like, who gets further, the one who puts up with everything from the mate or the one who won't? So just looking at that perspective, I'm just looking at it as like me, you know what I'm saying? So of course, you know, I'm not, hold on. What did I put? I took some notes here. So I'm with the one who won't, because they're going to keep it moving. That's me. So like, I'm not going to put up with no BS. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it moving. I mean, you know, hashtag happily married man. But if I wasn't, yeah, I'm going to keep it moving until I find somebody that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to, you know, especially if the person is coming with all types of baggage and all types of stuff I got to deal with, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? So that's a definite no for me. But then you flipped it, though, when you was like explaining it, I guess, you know, when you was just explaining the topic for tonight, you said women. You specifically said women. So you said, like, Which woman, I think you say, gets further? The one who puts up with everything, or the one who won't? You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's in retrospect to, you know, the women, you know, coming into a relationship. Like, I guess if I'm the male figure, well, of course I'm the male figure, but, like, the woman, if I wasn't married or whatever, a woman just puts up with everything I do, or I guess maybe a woman that's going to challenge me, so to speak. You know, look, like I said, I'm an adaptive person, you know what I'm saying? So I draw off your energy and I just give it back to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's a Leo trait too, but basically, so I can deal with both, you know what I'm saying? So if I got a passive woman that's just going to, you know, put up with everything that I want to do, I'm a position myself accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Like, you passive and that's good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to totally take the lead, you know what I'm saying? Because let me just coach you up and let me get you on point to where I need you to be. But then it's a woman that wants to challenge me, but not on no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind, you know, a strong woman, you know what I'm saying? If I see that she's got some aspirations and some goals and some things that I could polish up, that's fine, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can rock with that too, you know what I'm saying? We just got to meet, and then, you know, I guess – as a Leo, you know what I'm saying? I'm always going to want, like, final say, of course. But, you know, I don't mind being challenged. You know what I'm saying? A relationship should be challenging sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because where I may be weak in certain aspects, you may be strong. So, you know, that could be good, too. So that's how I look at the question.
Right. So as a man, though, like, would you even – consider that person to be an option? Like, would you drag them along for them to put up with whatever you got going on, or would you break it off when you see that they not going to go nowhere?
Well, hold on. Say that again. Would I drag them along if I see what? Say that again now. So I just,
if you see, like, that they into you and you know definitely that you're not going to do right by them and they're not going anywhere, would you drag them along, or would you just...
It's a position, you know what I'm saying? Like, they you know, like, like I got many levels, I guess, to the way I think and the way I operate, especially when it comes to different relationships and things of that nature. So it's a position, you know what I'm saying? Like, she might be into me, and I'm like, nah, she couldn't be, like, my main, but it might be something that I can, you know, that we can vibe on, we can just vibe on something like this, and, you know, with the intentions, because like I said, you know, I've been with my wife many years, but, you know, before I got married, you know, I had different, like, little kind of situations, you know what I'm saying? And I had a lot of situations where I just knew this shit wasn't going nowhere, but it was just for the time. You know what I'm saying? For the time, it was just good. You know what I'm saying? We met where we could meet, and that was it. So if it's something like that, yeah, that's cool. But if it's going to be, like, my name, like, if it's going to be wife material, nah, she got to have certain qualities that's going to, like, so we can really, you know, get to the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't have certain things. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be certain red flags or certain things that just, and this is just me personally. Everybody's different. You know, everybody looks for in a mate something different. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I know what I look for and what I need. So if that person, if I already see, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm a lustful person as well. You know, I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, like, I'll just have, like, a, you know, in my past before I was happily married, you know, lustful just relationships, you know what I'm saying? Where it was just pure, like, sexual or pure just lustful, you know what I'm saying? And we just got together on that type of shit. But as far as everything else, we didn't really mesh or whatever. Or and maybe it never even got a chance to really get to that level. So, you know, so as far as that, it's always going to be different red flags for me personally, that I'm a, or, you know, certain traits that I'm going to look for if it's going to be like a main line. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I'm going to really, you know, put some energy into. You know what I'm saying? As far as that. But, yeah, right. So I guess, you know.
And I would tell you, from me, from my perspective, based on a man too, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We talk about, you know, a lot of the situations that women put up with just to have somebody. I wouldn't want a man that let me get away with everything. Not to say, now, yeah. I wouldn't want, like, these new age men, if they mad, they don't talk about it, you know, or they extreme, it's either one extreme or the next. They mad about something and they won't talk about it. Or they mad about something and they nag about it. So you got to have that perfect
or put it on social media, some bullshit like that. Like, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
got
to have that perfect
medium
to be able to communicate with me and say, listen, this is what you did. I don't like what you did. So how are we going to move forward and make sure that this never happens again? You know what I'm saying? Like, on some grown man stuff, you feel me? I think this is why I'm so attracted to, you know what I'm saying, to my person now, because that's the one thing that he knows how to handle me. And a lot of people don't know how to handle me. I mean, most people don't know how to handle me. But when you on your grown man stuff and you know how to be like, hey, time out, or he'll be like, whoa,
yeah.
You out of pocket.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll
yeah,
say
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But when you
okay.
get around
yeah.
him, he's so funny. He's so, you know, he's so amazing. And everybody loves him when they meet him. But he knows how to step up and, you know, get his man on. A man that just be like, okay, and let me do whatever and say whatever and walk all over them.
You're going to do it.
I can't.
You're going to lose respect.
I can't do it. I don't even want somebody to stick around. You know, even when I was out in the streets, I was like, I never tried to even get in a relationship. Not no serious relationship anyways. I may have tried to do something that was going to be beneficial and I wasn't serious about it. But I never tried to get in a serious relationship when I was in the streets because I knew that I wasn't doing right. And I wouldn't even put nobody in that position, you know what I'm saying, knowing I'm not doing right.
Yeah, you on your hustle. You was on your hustle. I mean, on a different hustle at that point, right? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
and
yeah,
so I think
so
that's what
right.
I expect from – that's what I expect from men, but you're not going to get that, right? And so men are so picky because, one, they want a woman that's going to put up with everything that they do, but they don't want to stand up and be the manly man that they need to be. So you want a woman that's going to sit there and put up with whatever you give her and that's going to stay by your side and that's not going to give up. But you the same man that want to pay half of the bills in the house. Where they do that? So you, the roommate, and you want her to put up with being your roommate. You know what I'm saying? Because we had this conversation before. If you pay 50% of the bills in the house, then you're the roommate. If you're a man and you stay with a woman and you pay no bills in the house, then you're her son. So at the end of the day, it seems like women are just putting up with so much more, trying to be cool, and they have lost their way and their foundation of who they are. You get what you ask for. So if you settle for less, guess what? You're going to get less. You're going to be like Ross. You're going to be dressing for less because you're settling for whatever comes your way. And that's not okay at any point, you know what I'm saying, in life. And I think, like, I have these conversations with my women that's listening and for my men to hear, because I don't want a real man, I don't want you to settle
or choose a chick that's going to settle. And I don't want you to put her through that. When you're not right and you're not ready, then you need to pause for the cause and let her do what she needs to do, because it's not okay to play with someone's feelings because they like you and just drag them along while you do what you do to decide if you want to deal with them or not. Ladies, men know if they want to be with you or not. They can make it comfortable. They can tolerate you. They can be around you, but they know if they want to be with you or not. Women know if she want to be with a man or not. But women is different, because she can have a man that she does not want to be with, right? And as time goes on, and they are friends, and he's showing her like what type of person he is, she can gain feelings for him to decide to want to be with him. Men are not the same. If a man see you and he be like, yeah, no, that's not what I want, he's not going to put, 9 times out of 10, he's not going to put you in that category as being something that he wants when he's already deemed that you're somebody he doesn't want. Especially if he's already slept with you, he get what he want out you, he chill with you, all that. He's not going to more so upgrade you, you know, after a certain amount of time. Now, there are some that will, that's why I said 9 out of 10. But he's not going to upgrade you because you didn't come in the door with standards. Women, we can change our narrative. So if I'm talking to somebody and I'll be like, well, you know, we cool, but let's just be friends. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't like you like that. That means that if you're still around me, I'm paying attention to your actions. I'm trying to see, is there something that I missed? Or are you going to change your ways? Or are you going to be beneficial? You know what I'm saying? Because you should not deal with anyone that is not adding value to your life. And that's just that on that. And that's the one thing that we feel like, and when you tell, if you tell a man, I'm not dealing with nothing that doesn't add value to my life, and he say, well, what you adding to my life? Run, sis. Because when you get those men that feel like it got to be a tit for tat, then you're going to be sitting down, your whole relationship going to be, well, I did this, so what you did it. You did this, and then I did this. It's going to be all of that type of situation. A grown man, a real grown man, is not tainted with this down-low stuff and all this sensitivity. He ain't finna be asking what you doing and how you doing. He's going to know, because y'all going to have these conversations. He going to know what you do for a living. He going to know all of this stuff, and he going to slide. You know what I'm saying? If he want to deal with you, he going to deal with you and make sure you do your part, and it's what's understood need not be said. That's what I'm saying. So most men take it to heart, and I had put a post up. I put a post up yesterday, right? And this post just completely went haywire, right? It was funny to me, but we having the same conversation when it was a repost that I did. But we having the same conversation because I'm like, y'all just really don't get it. Like, y'all want to pay half of the bills. You still want to cheat. You still want to do everything that you want to do, and you just expect her to just do what she do. No. Honey, if we living together, listen, we're all human beings. We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. I say that so many times on this show. But guess what? I'm not going to knock you for your human experience, but I'm damn sure going to make it worth my time.
Okay. Get it? Explain.
It's going to be worth my time.
Elaborate on that.
Meaning it's going to be worth my time. I'm not going to be sitting up in here paying half of the bills with somebody, and then I find out he cheating or he messing around, or he got a baby on the way, or any of that. Yeah, we ain't doing none of that. Because then I'm going to feel like shit. Now, as long as it's worth my time, I'm going to be like, well, shit, you're doing what you're doing. We're going to have our conversation. If we can work through it, we can. If we can't, oh well. But me paying half, that's sitting here like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the roommate. Yeah. So what else did I expect? You're the roommate. What do you expect? A man wants to be the leader, right? So why are you leading? What are you doing for me to give you the role of a leader? What are you doing? You paying half of the bills and I'm supposed to follow you? You're not a provider. You're not a provider. What you talking about? What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, we've had this conversation a few times on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with that,
what?
You know, with the females, you know what I'm saying, when it gets to that, you know, you just want to make sure that she ain't getting you. I'm just saying, when you said this roommate situation, paying half the bills and stuff like that, because if this dude is paying everything, right, or whatever, paying, you know, more or whatever, she's just tricking off with the money. You know what I'm saying? She's just tricking off with her parents. She ain't really putting that into the investments and nothing like that. Then what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on.
That's your problem for you, because you shouldn't even be living with somebody that ain't by their business and ain't got their stuff together anyway. So why are you even living
But what I'm saying, Black, that's a big sticker, but that was never discussed. You never said that. You know what I'm saying? So now that's...
But I couldn't have to say that. Remember, I said, what's understood may not be said. I didn't have to go through all of that to be like, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Well, this should be common sense.
You know, for the listeners.
By the time...
You know, for the listeners, though. Common sense ain't common.
But by the time
you know
we... By the time y'all move together, you should already know. Remember, like I said before, like, y'all, he gonna know you got a job. He gonna know you about your business. He gonna know you own your stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what's understood need not be said. If as a grown man, you moving with somebody and they tricking off their money and they not doing right, that's a point on you, because you shouldn't even deal with no woman like that.
Yeah, but females
would do some
shit like
in
that.
In the household, yes, the man should pay majority of the bills. But at the same time, that woman, right, that woman should be that mathematician. That woman should be a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? A G-O-A-L digger, right? Your man done talked to you. He done told you, man, you know, babe, I want this truck over here. He paying majority of the bills. And he also giving you a little money to put aside. You're supposed to be doubling what he putting aside, so therefore you pop up 10 months later with this truck that he wanted paid for cash. You know what I'm saying? He holding the bills out. It's levels to this, right? And so people always feel like something has to be said in one way or another way, but you shouldn't even be in the house with somebody that's not making things happen. That should go go without being said.
That
should
happen.
You should automatically know how to handle it.
A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they move in with somebody and they see the true, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, shit, it's not what I thought. So, you know, you got to, those things got to be, you know, you got real, like you said, you got to really know that person. Especially if y'all in a relationship.
If it's not what you thought, that's why my cutoff game. My cutoff game so strong, because you bamboozle me, you go. And that's just that on that. I don't play no games. I don't care if you done moved everything in your house and we done moved everything under the same roof. We not doing this. Don't bamboozle me. But anybody, like, look, my folks, listen, that my folks know my every move. They know when I pay my bills. They know what bills I'm paying. They know what goals I'm chasing. They know what I'm doing here, what I'm doing there. Anything that comes to my business, they dare to invest in it. You know what I'm saying? So if by the time we move together, then, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker know she bought her shit. Like, there's no way. It's not about me talking to them saying, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. They see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, after all of this time, like, I can go buy something, and you just know when you come to the house, guess what? The lights is always on. The water always on. It's something in there cooking or already been cooked. It's something new in the house that adds value. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention to the size. You got to pay attention to the size and what you're dealing with. And that's just that on it.
I get it. Well, I mean, like, so, I mean, with this question, so just in your relationships, you know, in the past relationships, you know, how, if you was to kind of put yourself in the question, you know, how have you gotten further in your past relationships with somebody who puts up with all your everything, or with somebody who doesn't?
Well, by the time I get to the point where I say I'm in a relationship, I understand, me, myself, that it's about compromise. And so what my downfall was that I used to compromise too much. You know what I'm saying? And you can compromise and tell a person what they want to hear, but what I learned is that compromising who you are to make somebody else happy is never a good thing. So it wasn't really me, because any relationship I've been in, I've been the same person, you know, in each relationship. The thing has always been I'm not tolerating because I'm this person. I cook. You can't meet one person to tell you that my house is dirty or my house was always dirty. Like, I don't play that. I cook, I clean, I pay my bills on time. I'm always making some shit happen. I'm always investing. I'm always, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm me. When it comes to the bedroom, oh, lockdown. That's a wrap. There's no question.
Okay.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing without being asked. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that I'm absolutely perfect, but what I'm saying is most of the situations that I'm in, it's me altering the things that I want to do and who I am, or it's the person got comfortable. And men get comfortable fast because they feel like a woman just wants somebody. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody that played the role so good. And I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Just like what you talking about now. He played the role so good. So you know, like playing a role and then you just don't know. And so sat down and talked about bills and so on and so forth, and he moved in, I promise you, like, 1 week after him moving in, then it was time for him to cut checks, and he seen, like, okay, this bitch about this life for real. I don't get food stamps. I pay that shit out of my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a time that I did get food stamps. I've gotten food stamps in my life now. Don't lose me. But, 99.9% of the time, everything I do is out of my pocket. So when he starts seeing me going to the grocery store, swiping my debit card, seeing the house staying full on groceries, seeing, you know, the closets and stuff full with, you know what I'm saying, tissue and, you know, just seeing me on my lady shit, he got comfortable. And he was like, well, I know we said I was going to pay this, but you got all of this right here on lockdown. So I need to get up to where you at. So I'm not going to pay you this amount of money. What I am going to do is pay you this. Let me get on my feet. Then I start paying. Wait a minute. No, sir.
Wait a minute.
That's not what we doing here. And I promise you, within 2 weeks, like it was less than 2 weeks, he moved in.
Damn,
and he moved
that
right
was
back.
Quick.
He moved in. I said, no, we're not doing that. He's talking about what you gonna do. It ain't nothing you can do about it, but just deal with it. So I said, see, here's the thing. You thought that I just needed a dude. You thought that I just wanted somebody up under me. And so therefore, you thought you was gonna size me. But I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do. Call somebody to come pick you up. That's what you do.
Call Tyrone.
We're not gonna do is that. And they see the boss in me and say, okay, look, that's the last thing that I need. And I'm very vocal on that. Now, I have my friends or whatever, but come out of a relationship, that's the last thing that I need. That's the last thing that I'm looking for in anybody. Just say, I need love. Yeah, anybody know me? That's the last thing. Now, for me to be in love with you, it take a lot. I love people. You know what I'm saying? I love people because I'm me. You know what I'm saying? I'm an Aquarius, and we have big hearts, and I can deal with people and love you, but not be in love with you. It's so hard to get me to be in love with you that it's crazy. It's really, really hard. Now, my current situation, I love him, and I'm in love with him, but it's not easy to get me there. You know what I'm saying? It's not. You know, I don't know. And so when people realize that I'm not like these other chicks, because other chicks would just sit down and get on the phone and gossip with their homegirls and be like, he tried it, but we going to work through it. I ain't working through shit. Get your ass out. We ain't doing that. We're not going to do that. You can't stick to the original rules just because you see me doing what I'm doing. Guess what? I'm going to be doing what I'm doing. Who knows? You don't even know. I could have been like, okay, he gave me this money. And I could have let you give me money for 2 months and gave you one whole month back just to be like, here, you know what I'm saying, jumping up. You never know what I was going to do. But what you're not going to do is try to, you know, bamboozle me. So I'm just like I said, I'm not the one that's going to settle. I can't. I'm not going to settle.
Yeah,
that's going to be almost never that I'm going to settle just to be with someone. I need you to be together before you deal with me, because I can't deal with your baggage. I can't deal with the extra stuff. That's just not what I'm going to do. I wish you well. I wish everybody well. I don't really have an ex. Even, you know, my ex that tried to do me, you know what I'm saying, tried to off me, I still wished him well. Like, I can't think right now of anybody that I was just like, you know, oh, man, you know, I wish you get ran over by semi-truck or something. I always wish people well, because I don't hold on to ill feelings. I don't hold on to negativity, because I'm not blocking my blessings. I'm going to bless you so that I can move forward. I can release whatever hold that, you know what I'm saying, that I have. I can release whatever hold that you have towards me, and I can keep going. I wish everybody well that I no longer deal with. I'm not one of those mean people. But I'm not going to put up with your stuff. No, sir.
Well, definitely. I mean, point made. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. So I guess that sums it up. I don't really have nothing else to really add to the topic. You know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of like...
Let me close this out. So hopefully, you know, Mo gonna hold it down with the real famous chopper. In closing,
yeah.
Listen, you got two different types of women, and we can't judge either one, because you got some women that just don't know any better. That's all that they know. They gonna be dogged out, and that man gonna be dead and gone. And guess what? All they gonna have is the memories of them allowing themselves to be dogged out, because that's what it is. You allowing yourself to go through what it is that you go through. And guess what? I'm not judging y'all at all. I'm just not one of those people that do that, because when you don't settle, you become more happier and you get what you want. It's always, you can always get what you want out of life. You know what I'm saying? When you don't settle, you manifest the life that you want. Some people, all they know is hurt. So they continue to manifest hurt in their life, okay? But if you are one of these people that are used to hurt, I challenge you to start manifesting true love, right? And true love doesn't hurt. True love won't have you crying, you know, sad tears. It'll have you crying happy tears, because they put a smile on your face, because they made your day. So I just challenge you to go that extra mile for yourself, because it all has to do with self-love, right? And if you love yourself enough and you want to see yourself happy, you're not going to put up with anybody's stuff. It's nothing that anybody can say to you. You leave and go back. Stop comparing the new man to the old man. Stop leaving this old situation as a safety net. You need to heal before you move on, so you don't go back. And I guarantee you that person will respect you a whole lot more. It's not fun being somebody's doormat, because you're just it for right now. When they find the next thing that they absolutely like and adore, they're going to move on to that person. You still going to sit there being the one that they will not give you a relationship. And they're going to come back and still do the same thing and not give you that relationship that they gave to that next person. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, self-love, be who you want to be, but I encourage you to meditate. I encourage you to stare at yourself in the mirror. I encourage you to know your value. I encourage you to learn your value, because time, knowing somebody for a specific amount of time, has nothing to do with you allowing yourself to be ran over, hurt, mangled, and torn apart, to be glued back together. And glue don't last. Not even the Gorilla Glue. Gorilla Glue has an expiration date. So, ladies, self-love. It will get better. Try not settling and see how far you get. That's all I have.
That was deep. All right. Yeah, that was deep, you know. Little two ways of looking at, I guess, you know, that part of a relationship. So interesting perspective that you provided with that topic. So now, before I get into the world-famous chop-up, let me ask you, Black, You know what I'm saying? This past week, other than the verses, because I'm going to get into the verses. You know what I'm saying? We had a historic verses that happened, what was that, last night? Yeah. Other than that, was there anything that you was just, you know, flipping on that you was like, you know what? That was kind of interesting. I want to talk about that in the chop up. Hello?
Mike.
You there? Well, it looked like we might have a little bit of technical difficulty, so Black must have fell off the line or something like that. So I'm going to hold it down. You know what I'm saying? So this is the world famous chop up. So this is my favorite part of the show. You know, so this is a, you know, if you're a new listener, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit and, you know, different topics that just kind of crossed my path this past week. Oh,
okay.
I see Black is back. No. So what I was
Files for the time real quick. They were calling me telling me they 2X's away. So I was like, okay, I had to just pause real quick, but
right.
I'm back.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, so what I was saying is before I get into the world famous chop up, and I know you got your peoples coming, but I'm going to should be able to hold it down. But before that, you know, other than the verses, like I was saying, was there anything that you was tripping on from this past week?
You guys know Crayon case. Let's see, my little gossip. Super Scent from the Crayon case. A young Black entrepreneur, young Black multimillionaire. And she's an Aquarius, so of course I love her vibe. I know how it goes, but a lot of people, goddamn, just don't understand how amazing she is, right? And so, a lot of people don't understand how amazing she is. So she came up trying to make it happen, and she was absolutely humble. If she was absolutely humble, she had a little house, you know, close to the hood, and you know, she let you in, and she was doing like the little cooking shows and stuff like that.
So who is she? Like, what is she? She like an influencer? YouTube?
She has
like,
the crayon
about her. The crayon what?
Crayon case.
Crayon case.
Yeah, the crayon case. It's like makeup line.
Oh, okay. All right. So she's like an entrepreneur. So she's a business lady.
Right. So
okay.
So she has
makeup.
Right. She does. She has a makeup line.
Okay. Gotcha.
So she has a makeup line, and so it, you know, the awesome thing was that, you know, like I watched her like grow, and she was saying like how she used to wait tables, da da da. So, anyways, when she came and she was like really, really blowing up, Big Booty Judy, Kaleidoscope lady, the lady who's with the brat, of course, you know what I'm saying, she brought her friends on and so on and so forth. So she had the one dude, Lou. Right, and Lou is who she's been with for 2.5 years, and they end up having a child together. But you know, the more fame and the more money and things like that started to hit, you know, they started getting rocky. But Super never got green on him. He didn't have any money. She assisted him with trying to, you know, get on. He started getting his t-shirt business and, you know, stuff like that. She didn't leave him when she started making her millions. You know what I'm saying? She kept him, right? And so his last straw was a girl was catfishing him online. And the girl told him she was 17. And of course, you know, Lou was like in his like late 20s or early 30s or something like that. So when she told you she was 17, you were supposed to end that conversation, but he didn't. He kept talking, right? And so, you know, of course, because he was catfished, they immediately exposed him, right? Because you have people that have nothing else better to do than to see if you're going to fall for shit to break your shit up because they're miserable. So, of course, they broke up. He chilled. She went back out with some other guy. But I was looking at him. He didn't even seem like he was, like, all in. He seemed like he was just trying to get it. Needless to say, I've been watching FaZe the Gemini, and I forgot what song he sang, but I've been watching FaZe the Gemini a lot in her comments, even before now he was getting her. So I'm happy to announce that FaZe the Gemini made it official and said that him and Super Sin are not together, and he don't have no plans on going nowhere, okay? So FaZe the Gemini, you know, he got some good music, and he write music for people and so on and so forth. So I'm happy to see that couple because she got somebody to match her energy. He got money already. You know, of course, he's an artist, so he might be out there, but he immediately made it known, like, I want her. That's it. None of the above. So, you know, people was mad and miserable. We're like, okay, forget that, right? Okay, go to what you said, and I'm going to come back to my topic, to my next topic.
All right, no doubt. No doubt. All right, so, so let me get into my world-famous job. So, you know, so, of course, we do this show live. You know what I'm saying? So it was live Sunday night. You know, every Sunday night was at 10. No, we started 9 p.m. Eastern time to 10:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Giving you this real talk. So right now, you know, we live. You know what I'm saying? And it's Sunday night. So, you know, I'm a Cleveland representative. So my Browns is playing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like on edge right now. You know what I'm saying? I got this in the background as I'm doing a show. You know what I'm saying? So perfect segue. So the prequel to this, you know, because it's the Browns and the Giants, a lot of things is riding on this game because the Browns win this game, we pretty much can almost stamp our ticket to the playoffs. But the prequel to this game was last Monday's game, Monday Night Football. Shout out to the Ravens, you know what I'm saying? The Browns versus Ravens, big-time Monday night game, divisional game. And that was the game of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was in Cleveland, so, you know, they came to play. You know what I'm saying? And it came down to, like, the end. And I got to shout out Lamar Jackson. You know, Lamar Jackson, he's the quarterback for the Ravens. He had an MVP-type year. This year, you know, as I'm watching the Browns, you know what I'm saying, I just paused because it was a play that happened. I'm really looking for my Browns right now, but we're looking pretty good. But getting back to like I said, the prequel game that I'm telling you about. Well, long story short, Lamar Jackson, you know, 4th and 5, you know, any sports fans listening to the show know what I'm talking about. 4th and 5, you know, he had went out because of cramps. You know, some people say, you know, he had to take a dunk or something like that. But Lamar Jackson said it wasn't, you know, he had to go to the bathroom or nothing like that. He said it was purely cramps. But anyway, in dramatic fashion, just when we think we had the game, you know, Lamar Jackson comes back in 4th and 5, you know, throws a touchdown, and that was that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Baker, we came back down, tied the game. Then Lamar Jackson came right back, you know, as it went into overtime, and they kicked the field goal. I don't know if it was right before overtime. It either went into overtime or was right before overtime. Anyway, a field goal, you know, won the game, and the Browns lost. But, you know, that was the one game that I really wasn't mad that we lost because I love when a team just shows heart. And my Browns, we showed some heart. We showed us that, you know, we for real. It was a big-time game, you know what I'm saying, Monday night. So it's nationally televised. You know, all eyes is on us. It's in Cleveland, and we represent it. So now, you know, my favorite genre of movies, you know, you don't see them too often anymore, but I love suspense movies. And, you know, that's how I kind of feel right now watching the Browns game right now. It's suspense. We up right now, you know, by the way. Hopefully, you know, this time next week I'll be telling you how the Browns is, like, really on their way to the playoffs for the most part. But, you know, right now I'm in suspense. We got to beat the Giants. This game, if we were to, you know, mess around and lose, I would be totally upset. But I think we shot it in the bag, but I don't want to jinx myself. So that's all I'm going to talk on that. And then, let me see. So, as I was telling you earlier, I think I got a couple reviews I'm going to get into a little bit. Funny story, like my wife, you know, if you listen to the show, I tell you how my wife, you know, she's going to be going to Cleveland. She's going to be, you know, gone for like a month or so. You know what I'm saying? So, it's cool. You know, I get a chance to kind of just chill out, relax, you know, get my mind right, get everything right. Hashtag happily married man, of course. But before she left, you know, we had, you know, because we got a chance to, you know, get caught up on some shows and stuff like that, but we didn't finish, you know what I'm saying? So one of the shows that I really want to big up is The Shy, because that was one of the things she said, you know, when I talked to her, you know, made sure she made it safely to Cleveland. She calls me up and she's like, look, there's two things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I you know, I want you to not watch it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I guess that's like our time when we chill. So she was like, first thing was, I heard Real Adult Housewives is coming back, and, you know, Housewives of Atlanta. And I'm looking forward to that, too. I ain't going to lie, because, you know, we get into our guilty pleasures as our reality show. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, because of COVID, I ain't got a chance to get my Love and Hip Hop on. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got a chance to Black Ink Crew. And I ain't had a chance to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. Those are the three, you know, ones I mess with as far as reality shows. But anyway, I'm excited to see how, because Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, that's the first one that's coming back that I watch, you know, after this whole COVID situation. So I'm kind of like all, you know, all eyes, you know, to see how they're doing this, you know, with the whole COVID situation. So I'm amped up about that. But I'm going to chill out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait till my wife comes back. That way, you know, a month will go past so some episodes can pile up and we can just binge watch. So that's one thing. But the other one that she was like, yo, that we got into, that she was like, yo, please don't finish. We didn't get a chance to finish, was The Shy. So I just want to big up The Shy. You know what I'm saying? It's three seasons. It's a show that's on Showtime. Real cool show, man. It's just showing you Midwest, you know, life. And it's kind of like a coming-of-age story, you know what I'm saying? But shout out, you know what I'm saying? It's like the third season right now. I watched the first two seasons. The first two seasons was awesome. I didn't even know. I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but one of the main characters, you know what I'm saying? I guess he had a situation with like a sexual harassment charge, something crazy. And, you know, he didn't even come back on the third season. And you would think a show would fall off, you know, when it loses one of the main characters, but I got to give it up to The Shy. You know what I'm saying? They, like, wrote his character off, and they was able to just kind of keep it moving. So shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I didn't get a chance to finish. I'm probably about three episodes from finishing, you know. So I'm looking forward to when that comes back. That should be coming back, you know, sometime soon. So shout out to The Shy. So that's that. Let me see here. So now I'm definitely going to get into you know, the verses, you know what I'm saying? So before I get back into the sports report and stuff like that. So I'm sum up the verses, you know what I'm saying, give you my review on that. So last night, to me, it was historic, man. I had so much fun, like, watching the verses too, man. It was just dope, you know what I'm saying? Told you, you know what I'm saying, I went and got some takeout. So I'm eating my shrimp and my freaking lobster tail. And we, you know, me and my wife were kicking back watching the verses. And it was just a Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a shout-out to the Bay, you know what I'm saying? And it was just dope, man. So, you know, of course, it was E-40 versus Too Short. And like I was saying this before last week, you know what I'm saying, in the chop book, this is the difference between the two rappers. So Too Short, like I said last week, to me, he's like the Sade of the rap game. You know what I'm saying? So if you know anything about Sade, I'm a big fan of Sade, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's got a sultry, just soulful voice, you know, soothing, kind of soulful, just smooth, exotic-type voice, you know what I'm saying? And what's cool about her, if you listen to some vintage Sade, I'm talking about you're going back to the 80s on her, but then you listen to some Sade that came out, like, maybe, like, 10 years ago, it's going to sound the same, you know what I'm saying? Because Sade, she knows her niche, and she does it. She does it well. Same thing with my guy Too Short, you know what I'm saying? You can go back and listen to, like, Freaky Tales that he did, like, in 89 or whatever, 1989, to something he just dropped, like, last week, you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna give you that Too Short, put you up on game, don't let these hoes fucking get over on you, you know what I'm saying? Be pimp tight with your shit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Too Short, man. Raise a lot of cats, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. You know, Too Short's definitely been my go-to guy through the years, man, especially wanting to make sure my game was tight. You know what I'm saying? So that's Too Short.
I'm an E-40 fan. I'm an E-40 fan.
Hold on. I'm going to get to that because I'm an E-40 fan too. You know what I'm saying? I was just explaining Too Short. Now, E-40, that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? So E-40, just to put, you know, just to put the people on, like, so E-40, to me, he, you know, most rappers, you know, they come out, and especially when they're young, you know, they're young, they come out, they hot, you know what I'm saying? But then, and it's much like sports, you know what I'm saying? They're young, hungry, you know, they come out, and they, you know, they be hot at first, and then, you know, as they age, they start to fall off. E-40 has been the opposite. That never happens, really, in rap or sports or whatever, where a person actually literally gets better with age, you know what I'm saying? Like a fine wine, and that's what E-40 has been, you know what I'm saying? Because in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, it was a couple E-40 tracks. I was like, okay, he was just so unorthodox at the time. I was like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't mature enough to catch it. You know what I'm saying? I remember he had this joint back. First E-40 song I really gravitated to was on the 8-Ball of MJG. That was like in 95. He had this song called Friend of Foe with 8-Ball of MJG off the On Top of the World album. You know what I'm saying? And that's the first time I was like, okay. But it was still a little weird. But anyway, long story short, I was kind of sleeping on E-40 for a minute, but then he dropped, I think it was like Ghetto Report Card back in like 2006. He dropped this one song called Quarterbacking that was crazy. It really got my ears kind of like, okay, I like this. You know what I'm saying? I see with quarterbacking, you know, I'm a sports guy. The way he was just flipping the quarterback, you know what I'm saying? I'm like leading the offense, you know what I'm saying? I'm like leader of the team, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm setting up my offense, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, I get the game on that. You know what I'm saying? He had the clips on there, push your team back in the day. I'm like, all right, then had DJ Quick, you know, produced you. I was like, all right, it's West Coast, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, that gets my stamp of approval. So then after that, and it's funny because he talked about this, him and Too Short. Then he linked up with, like, Lil Jon or something, you know what I'm saying? So him and Lil Jon, you know, this is a crunk era, you know what I'm saying? So now we in, like, the early 2000s, you know, E-40 came with the quarterback and already got, you know, got my ears open. And then he dropped this album called Ghetto Report Card. And I slept on it. I was like, okay, let me see what this is all about. That's the one with Tell Me When to Go and all. Tell me When to Go. And that's the hyphy, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. And that, to me, that's when E-40 just found his niche. You know what I'm saying? After years, he was like, okay, I get it now. You know what I'm saying? My flow, it go with this hyphy type shit. You know what I'm saying? These up-tempo beats, you know what I'm saying? And, ever since then, 40's been my guy. You know what I'm saying? And then I really just started listening to his lyrics, his wordplay, and what he's saying. And E-40 ain't going to ever steer you wrong as far as game. You know what I'm saying? You want to get your game right. You want to get your, make sure you know, you're on point, moving in the right direction. Listen to some E-40. You know what I'm saying? You'll get, you know what I'm saying? And then all this other shit you be listening to, you'll be like, okay, nah, this ain't, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. So that's the tale of the two rappers, man. So they both have they separate legacies, but they've been putting it down for the Bay, and it was just dope, man. I was, and then, it was like a lot of just, you know, shit you listen from the, you know, that I haven't heard in a while. I was like, oh, yeah, that's that Bay shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a big Spice One dude back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Spice One, he was killing it, you know, back in the early 90s, gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Then you had Souls of Mischief. They had that 93 Till Infinity if you want some hip-hop lyrical type shit. Guapale, you know, because the DJs was kind of warming it up, you know what I'm saying, before the verses started. Guapale, she got that one song, Closer to My Dreams. I'm like, okay, she's from the Bay. And then I've always been a big Tony fan, you know what I'm saying, like Raphael Sadiq is my guy. All that vintage Tony go, you know what I'm saying, that's all that Bay shit. So I was like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying, I'm really put it in perspective for me. So now, I was just thinking, too, as I was watching, I'm like, yo, this might be my favorite verses so far. And then I had to just solidify, like, you know what, this is my favorite verses so far. And I'm going to tell you why. It's something about them West Coast dudes, man. Like, they just know how to have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? And still do their thing at the same time. They don't take shit too serious. You know what I'm saying? They be about their business, but it's still fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a sport to them. So I haven't seen the same energy since Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Snoop had his verses with DMX, and that was an interesting matchup because that was two just different type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You got some DMX, Yonkers, New York shit. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Snoop, West Coast, L.A., Long Beach, Crippin'. You know what I'm saying? But Snoop was so fun with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And what was ill, now you had two Snoops kind of in a way. When I'm talking about just having fun with it, E-40 and Too Short, they didn't take it too. They was just, you know, you could tell they was having fun, man. And it was just dope because they was getting their just due, which is they just needed it. You know what I'm saying? Too Short always got respect, but, his stuff has always been a little raunchy. So, I never got that mainstream, where he could just, have a concert someplace and, everybody can get to it. But now with the internet, Instagram, it's that's why I love Twitter, because it's raw. So, Too Short can just talk his shit. And then E-40, I was just so happy for E-40 because so many songs that he's been on classics and just never got to just the worldwide hype, that they should have just received. And it was just like good to see my man get his roses, while he's still here. So it was dope, Did you watch it?
I didn't, but I seen some clips of it. Everybody was showing clips of how hard E-40 was vibing, and it was awesome. I think that's what this whole Versus is about. Getting their flowers while they're here. You know what I'm saying? And it's allowing their music to start back streaming, so they could actually get texts and. While we're going through this time because they can't do shows. So I absolutely love it. I just have not had time. I didn't have the time to watch it, but I do plan on going back to watch that one because I love both of those.
It was dope. Like I said, it was just good vibes all night. And then the last thing I'll say about it, I've been on this word, man. It was, because of the times we're in right now, so anything that just vanish, I just gravitate towards. You know what I'm saying? So, Too Short, he talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what was dope about it. Too Short was just, oh, man, it was element. And E-40, E-40 was just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So shit was dope, but it was just vanish. You know what I'm saying? So... Hashtag let's make men again. You know what I'm saying? So that shit definitely represented it, man. So shout out. And then also too, it was just like I said, when I was giving props to all the Bay people, it was just people I didn't even know was from the Bay, Sweetie. You know what I'm saying? I think she kicking it with dude from Migos. I didn't know she was from the Bay, She had chimed in or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, and you can just see that whole Bay flavor, man. So shout out to North Cali, man. They doing it big, that whole Oakland, San Francisco, Richmond, it was popping, man. So it was a good night, man. Good night for rap music. Love that. Oh, then lastly, too, another thing that I just love, especially the West Coast, when it comes down to it, I love rap music. I can take it back to 88 when the whole vintage is 88 when you saw rap just coming out, Gold Chain, the high top fades and all that shit, So I love that vibe. And then, I love the whole New York shit, the grimy vibe, that whole 95, flow, the Biggie era, so to speak. And then the South, the way the South just represents, Atlanta, Houston, Miami, all that shit, all the South. But, when it comes down to it, my favorite genre of rap music is that West Coast shit. Because that West Coast shit is just something about it, man. I love just the way they – that West Coast shit, it's just regular, but it's real. It's more authentic. The money don't go to their heads. So with that being said, Too Short made an interesting announcement. He was like, we've been working on some shit. And he was like, because when it's all said and done, we want to make sure our legacy is strong here. It's West Coast, when they look back in the history books, they know where we came, what we represented. And so long story short, they're working on what's called Mount Westmore. So Too Short was like, Mount Westmore. And it's going to be E-40, Too Short, Snoop, and Ice Cube. So you already know that's going to be that's just a go right there. That's just four legends, So he was just like, be on the lookout for that. So. That was a big time announcement that came out of the Verses. He said I wasn't even supposed to say that. I was supposed to be on the low, but he was just like, fuck it. So, so shout out to that. Now, getting back into the sports report, but before I do that, real quick,
I don't really get into the gossip. You know what I'm saying? I love how Black, I don't gossip. I don't get into that. You know what I'm saying? But I love how Black, she comes with, she put me on a certain thing that I don't even know nothing about. I'm like, okay, all right, what's that? Or this person I might have seen or heard of. And I'm like, okay, Black, putting it down. It is one story. Like I said, I don't know the ins and outs of it, so I'm not going to get into it. But I mentioned her last week, and I see she popped back up in the news again this week. I don't know if Black peeped it. But Tiana Trump, man, she's been kind of getting around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So supposedly, yeah. I think something with her and like Lil Baby, you know what I'm saying? Something went down. I don't know what it was, any callers or listeners or whatever.
Let me go ahead and give you the background on this one. And
all right, put me on.
You know what? Let me do this right here.
I fuck with Tiana Trump.
All right. Here we go. So, Tiana Trump, right now, Lil Baby is one of the hottest rappers out. And he's very public with his little girlfriend.
Hold up.
Jada's very.
Hold on. We was kind of losing. We was kind of losing you a little bit. You was kind of going in and out as far as the audio. You there? We might have lost Black. So when Black comes back, I'm sure she's going to, finish telling us a story about this whole Tiana Trump, Lil Baby situation. But while I'm waiting for her to get reconnected, let's get back into the sports report really quickly. So shout out to my Browns. They still up right now. You know what I'm saying? Just give you a little inside scoop on that. But so sports report real quick. Hoops. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Giannis. I can't even pronounce his last name. I'm not even going to try. But shout out to Giannis. He signed his Supermax deal. A lot of money. I don't count other people's money, but a lot of money. But this one kind of surprised me because, it's the way it's been trending now. It's like everybody want to chase the chip, in the NBA, Link up with some super squads and everybody following LeBron's lead. LeBron did it first when he went to Miami, then, Kevin Durant when he left and went to Golden State. And it just seems like that's a trend right now. What I had to really respect about Giannis was he stayed in Milwaukee, man. And that's dope because, Giannis, man, he built a brand, he came out of nowhere. He wasn't like a coveted first pick of the draft or nothing like that. He really worked to get to the status that he's got to. Giannis, he's a back-to-back MVP. That hasn't been done since Steve Nash, even though the Steve Nash one was fugazi, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? The whole NBA MVP can be a little fugazi now. You know what I'm saying? Even when Giannis went in the second one, you really probably should have gave it to LeBron. And then the one that Steve Nash won back in the day. Yeah, real quick. He really should have gave that to Shaq. But anyway, yeah, because I know we're going to get back into the whole Lil Baby Tiana Trump real quick. I just wanted to finish this point. But so Giannis, he definitely signed back with Milwaukee Bucks. And that's pretty dope because now, that just solidifies them. The East is going to be thick. And, it's a good look for the league, So I don't know if he's going to ever win a championship with the Milwaukee Bucks, but they can. It's like Dirk Nowitzki when he was with the Dallas Mavericks. He stayed his whole career. He can. But it's going to be interesting, man. But Milwaukee's definitely solidified. They haven't been relevant since Luau Cinder. And that's when he was actually Luau Cinder, not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They had Oscar Robertson. So I'm just happy to see, Milwaukee, Giannis staying with Milwaukee 5 years. It's going to be pretty good. But before I get back into some more sports news, Black, she was telling me, he was putting us on about the whole Tiana Trump Lil Baby. So, for the people out there before you got cut off or whatever, go ahead.
Okay, so Lil Baby, he got a girl named Jada. And, she's very, out, she was getting a little bag before Lil Baby got on. And so here's the thing with Jada, and here's why Jada's always in mess. Because, Lil Baby and his other baby mom, they're always like, the other baby mom is always in the limelight. Now, Jada won't say it directly to her, but she's always making comments. comments about what she do and what she got going on to try to make herself seem better than the baby mama. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so for that, you know, it's the instance of karma. Because when a man is going through it with his baby mama, I don't care what role you play in his life, shut the fuck up. And so now, like, last week, another porn star had exposed Lil Baby for paying her for sex, and we talked about that on the show. Well, this time, she said something, and Tiana Trump was like, you know, hey, don't play with me. My mouth good. She was saying something like, you sell sex for a living. And Tiana was like, ask your man. He love it. You know what I'm saying? She's like, why you be this? And, you know, now she want to be the victim. But she said something slick to Tiana, and you know what I'm saying? She went in on her. Ask your man. Your man love it. Your man love what I sell. And so, basically, she just understanding that she got somebody that just really ain't worth a damn. So, young. So, I think, like, he love her. Of course, he love her to the core. But, at the same time, she can't give him what he want in the bedroom. And he's too young.
Not like Tiana Trump.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he young and hot right
now. He keep going for that's going to give him the A-game in the bedroom. And so that pretty much tells
you
that Jada is whack in the bedroom because he ain't, you know what I'm saying? He can't do what she do. Well, it's just interesting to see how this is going to go. If she's going to get up and finally leave him or she's going to, like, stick with him. I don't say leave him because, I mean, at least you know he ain't nothing. At least you know what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the one thing, like, she got to keep her mouth closed because you can't get raspy with the wrong one because you don't know who your man dealing with because he seemed to deal with some everybody. Trump was like, ask your man. It's good.
Yo, that's funny. Shout out to Tiana Trump.
She
done popped up in a chopper twice. The last 2 weeks, Tiana Trump done popped up in a chopper, man. So shout out to her, man. All right, Tiana Trump. So, all right. Yeah, so that was a little bit more, shout out to Black for, putting us on to that story. So, I guess I'm going to get right back into the sports report now that she explained that. So, like I said, NBA, man, I'm pretty pumped. I'm in football mode, but, NBA is right around the corner. Literally, I don't know, I'm all in football right now, but it might, I think it's tomorrow or the next day or something like that. Definitely on Christmas Day is when the NBA will launch the new season. But, they've been playing preseason games. I don't really, I haven't watched because I'm football is getting ready for playoffs, so I'm all about football right now, NFL, you know what I'm saying? But, I've been seeing little things here and there as far as all those preseason games, they prepping for the season. One kind of thing that caught my attention was Kyrie the other night. I think it was like Friday night. But he was playing the Boston Celtics, and I'm going to tell you why this was kind of interesting, being that he was playing the Boston Celtics. But they showed him, like, before the game started, my man Kyrie had some sage. And he was going around the whole court, with the sage, just, like, making sure. And I'm like, at that point, I'm like, okay, yeah, the Brooklyn Nets are going to have a good season. So the reason why I said this, too, is I guess he wanted to get rid of that bad energy. Because if you know anything about Kyrie Irving, he did his thing with Cleveland, That's where he made his name, The Cavs, he was a big reason why LeBron came back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they was able to seal the deal, They won a chip. Kyrie made one of the biggest shots in NBA history, He did it for Cleveland, We won the championship, man. And, Cleveland, we were starving for a championship at the time when LeBron and Kyrie delivered that to us. So then Kyrie kind of got full of himself. We'll be honest with you. Kind of got the big head, because, LeBron's still going to get his props. That's LeBron James. Let's just be honest. But so, Kyrie was just like, I think he was just like, hold on. I want to do my thing too. Separate from you. So
you know, we all know the story. So Kyrie left, and he went to Boston, which is where he had the stage. But, you know, the grass isn't always green on the other side. You know, he got to Boston. Long story short, you know, Kyrie's always injury prone. You know, when he's right, he's right. You know what I'm saying? When he's fully healthy, he's a problem. Nobody can dribble like Kyrie. Dude got the handles of Allen Iverson, and then he got the shot making capability of Kobe Bryant. He's just a little smaller. You know what I'm saying? But when he on, he on. But at the same time, you know, Boston, now he's a man, and Boston had a little young squad kind of on the come up, and you know, Kyrie, you know, he liked to play the isolation ball, similar to Iverson. Just give the ball and get out the way. And, you know, they had a lot of young talent that they wanted to develop. So long story short, the shit just didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? To the point they wanted him to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted him to get the fuck up out of there. And Boston has been pretty good without him. So that's why he was kind of, you know, he had that sage out, because now, you know, like I said, Kyrie's been popping off. He was in a chop of last week. I told you, you know, said a little something about LeBron. But now, you know what I'm saying, like, he really needs to get his name back this year. And I think he will. As long as he stays healthy, the Brooklyn Nets will be a problem with him and Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to be much, much, much watch TV. You know what I'm saying? When the Nets is on, it's going to be the Lakers and the Nets. When the Lakers is on, oh, yeah, check that out. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be some shit to watch. You know what I'm saying? If you're just chilling out, you want to see a good game, and the Lakers is on, check that out. The Nets on the East Coast, Brooklyn, yeah, that's gonna be popping. So as long as they stay healthy, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, they have to stay healthy. If they stay healthy, it's gonna be a great season. So I just thought that was interesting that, you know, Kyrie brought out the sage, and you know, the people that don't understand that, they was like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, because you've never seen nobody do that before. You know what I'm saying? In pro sports. So I just thought that was interesting, man. It's definitely like a different type of guy than Kyrie Irving. But shout out, man. I wish you the best this year.
Support.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That was different. So I fucks with that. And another thing that was kind of interesting, shout out to the MLB. I don't really talk baseball too much, but I thought what happened was kind of interesting. You know what I'm saying? You can't really go back and correct shit that was just all totally fucked up, because it was just a different time we were living in, segregated times. You know what I'm saying? Civil rights, pre-civil rights, and all that shit. But basically, the Major League Baseball, they finally have put the Negro Leagues in the record books. So, you know, for anybody that's not up on this,
I say that. Big ups.
Yeah, big ups. The Negro Leagues, you know, was from 1928 to, I think, like 1959. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. I don't know. Somewhere around that era. But basically, you know, they was, you know, when blacks, you know, unfortunately, when we couldn't compete in the sports, you know what I'm saying? Baseball was the number one sport. The way we talk about football and basketball, the way I talk about football and basketball, the way people talked about baseball at the time, baseball was the number one spot in sport. So at the time, you know, they wasn't letting blacks get busy on there. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's been some conspiracy theories. It's mainly been like, all right, superstars at the time supposedly were like, they ain't care, you know what I'm saying, if blacks came in and got in the league. But it was the people, the white dudes, that was average, you know what I'm saying, because they like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying, they let them in, they're going to steal our job, they're going to take our jobs, you know what I'm saying, but they better, you know what I'm saying, they saw it, you know what I'm saying, so they tried the longest to keep it segregated, because they you know, they didn't want to lose their check, you know what I'm saying, it was great shit. But anyway, the type of people that we are, you know, we persevere and we start our own shit. And then a lot of times when we start our own shit, it should be better than your shit. You know what I'm saying? So the Negro Leagues was popping. I love just the vintage, you know, just gear. You know what I'm saying? That's back when people used to wear the baggy baseball uniforms, and you just see the swag. And, you know, that's why baseball ain't the same now, because it just lost its swag. You know what I'm saying? The baggy uniforms, and it was like something to watch. So anyway, I just think it's dope. You know what I'm saying? So now those stats is going to go head-to-head with the MLB stats, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to get their just due. A lot of people say it's too little, too late, but, you know, it's never going to be a correct total wrong. But as long as we're trying to move in the right direction, you know, I gotta shout that out. So shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, cats like Satchel Paige, everybody know Jackie Robinson, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jackie Robinson. You know, he was the person that changed sports. He was the first one to break the color barrier and move on. And what's interesting about Brooklyn, you know, where I'm at in Brooklyn, I'm like right down the street from what we call Ebbets Field. And Ebbets Field was originally where the Brooklyn Dodgers used to play. And that's where Jackie Robinson played his first game. So the L.A. Dodgers, who just won the championship, it was originally in Brooklyn. And, you know, Jackie Robinson played for them. It's like right up the street. Now it's not there anymore. They still call it Ebbets Field, but they tore it down as like a project now. But that's interesting. It's like right up the street. It's like Empire and Flatbush. But anyway, so shout out to that. Some old Brooklyn news for you right there. That's pretty much everything. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, I'm trying to think, was there anything else? I got some other football news I can get into, but you know what I'm saying? We've only got about 4 minutes left, so I'm just going to keep it chill, man. Save those stories for, like, next week. I don't really have no music reviews or nothing like that. Nothing really came out that I'm feeling well. Two things came out. One I was feeling, one I'm not. So the Eminem, I'm not a big Eminem fan. Eminem dropped a new album. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess I respect, you know, what he's done in the game, but I'm just not a fan. I just can't really get what he talks about. But so that came out, but I didn't really listen to it. And then shout out to E-40 and Too Short, because right on time, you know what I'm saying? They already was setting up their whole shit, man, which I love it. You know what I'm saying? They dropped a double album, you know what I'm saying? So Too Short, E-40. So it's like the first part of the album is Too Short. The second part of the album is E-40. And Too Short's part is called Ain't Gonna Do It. E-40's part is called Terms and Conditions. So you just listen to it. It's a game. You know what I'm saying? E-40 says it's called Terms and Conditions. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I'm saying? Read between the lines, Terms and Conditions. Anytime you buy some new shit, some electronics or whatever, you sign a contract, you're going to say Terms and Conditions. So just a game within the game. You know what I'm saying? I always love about E-40 and Too Short, man. So definitely listen to it. You know what I'm saying? It's popping. It goes right on par with the verses had to offer last night. So that's that. You know what I'm saying? So this has been the world famous Chop Up. So of course we do this live every Sunday, man. You know, we just link up, talk our shit, and you know, do what we do. So also too, you know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout if you miss the show. Check out the retweet once Black tweets it. I'm gonna retweet it out there for the people who might have missed the show. So always tell a friend and tell a friend. We're all going to listen. Fuck with us. Definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. Like I said, I'm bubbling. I'm trying to see, you know, what the next guest going to be. You know what I'm saying? I got a little time to kind of maybe research some things and see who can get on the show. So be on the lookout for that. And Black, man, we got a couple minutes. You know, take us out of here.
Man, you already know. Hit me on Instagram, and there's a link in my bio that will take you to everything else that I have. My Instagram name is The New Miss Lovely Black One. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Click the link in my bio. It'll take you to my ambassador account with Amazon. My influencer account with Amazon, my YouTube, my personal website, and so much more. And then, of course, it gives you ways to be able to contact me in reference to business only. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. I did not get the stats for the top five this week, but we will be back on that next week just because I am not sufficient. But thank you guys. And it's 90 seconds more. You can go ahead and take it out.
Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, that's it, man. Just, you know, fuck with us. Like I said, if you're listening to the show, you got something interesting to bring to the table, you want to be on the show, got something you want to promote, and you know what I'm saying, you're doing some big things, definitely DM. You know what I'm saying? If you want to put a face with a voice, you know, check that out. Instagram page is MoBins, MoBinns. You know, just always keep it, you know, keep it classy, you know what I'm saying? No disrespectful shit. And that's it, man. Fuck with us, you know what I'm saying? Every Sunday night, this is how we do. Shout out to Black on the topic. Shout out to me with the world famous Chop Up. The same time next week. You know what I'm saying? You already know. Live and direct.
That's how we do it.
Everybody
peace,
be
peace,
safe.
Peace,
peace, peace.